This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. It's time for our weekly update with Southwest Health System staff. The BD Max Analyzer is ready to run expedited in-house results for COVID-19 at SHS. Alan Lair joins me now to share more about why this machine is important in fighting COVID. He's the Director of Laboratory Services, and I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
So you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about in-house testing results at SHS. To refresh our listeners quick, what can the BD Max Analyzer do that makes its arrival so noted?
Well, it can test for active COVID-19 disease quite a bit faster than sending the test out to Quest. We can get results within 2 to 3 hours rather than 2 to 4 or 5 days. And it also can test a whole lot more patients at once than the little Abbott ID Now device that the state gave us. We can test up to 24 patients at a time instead of just one.
So essentially we're seeing an increased capacity here for rapid testing.
Yes.
So the equipment arrived last week, but it took several days before it was ready to take tests. Could you explain what happened during this time? It was some you were calibrating it, right?
Yeah, it's actually technically called verification or validation of the test. We had to run a bunch of positive and negative samples on it that we knew were positive and negative to make sure that we were getting the right results. And we also had to do that over several days with several different people to make sure that there was no variation in results depending on who was doing it or when it was being done.
The hospital before had to reserve its Abbott testing equipment for higher-risk people because of limited kits and, as you mentioned, the machine's capacity for running those kits. What does testing priority look like now that the BD Max is available?
We are mostly just at first going to try to keep to the same criteria for testing, but we're also going to be using the Max for doing a little bit more community testing. So if there's any potential for outbreaks and we're worried we might need to test 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 people quickly, we'll use it for that. We want to keep it kind of light until we know that we can reliably get tests every week from BD. We've gotten them 2 weeks in a row, so I think it's a great start, but we want to make sure our supply chains are really solid before we really open it up to anyone that wants one.
Yeah, and this was another point that I think is important to remind people that the use, the capacity of using a machine like the BD Max Analyzer is really only as effective as the number of kits that are coming in for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
It's my understanding that there are other benefits to having this machine in Montezuma County. So as we wrap up today, when we get to a point that COVID-19 is no longer at the forefront of our minds, what else can we use this analyzer for?
Well, even before the whole coronavirus is hopefully a memory, which it might never be, even before then, relatively soon, we're going to start bringing on board. First, we're going to do some sexually transmitted infection testing. Montezuma County, as of 2016, I think the journal printed an article showing stats that Montezuma County had the highest or second highest rate of chlamydia infection and third highest rate of gonorrhea infection in the state. So we'll be doing that kind of testing with much more rapid turnaround times than sending it to Quest again. We'll also be doing testing for C. difficile, for C. difficile disease. It's a gastrointestinal disease, and also other gastrointestinal pathogens like E. coli, Giardia. It'll open up a whole range of things that used to take anywhere from days or a week. We can test for those organisms again in hours.
Alan Laird is the Director of Laboratory Services at Southwest Health System. SHS also hosts Facebook Live sessions to take your questions about COVID-19 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. And I'd like to note that SHS is an underwriter of KSJD. Thank you for your time, Alan, and stay well.
Thanks, Daniel.